Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that better tools make tasks more fun. If there is a task you do frequently, consider upgrading your tools in cases where it makes sense. The whole experience just might become more pleasant. I really like notebooks, especially ones where the lines are small, the cover is pretty, and the paper has some tooth to it. I take a lot of notes on things and make a lot of lists and come up with various ideas, and while it seems silly, I am marginally more likely to jot things down if my paper is nice. So, when I can, I try to use nice notebooks and pens and just consider it money well spent. Similarly, since I work from home, I wind up cooking myself breakfast and lunch basically every day. It is nice to be able to have a hot meal. And I have used various pans over the years, but I finally bought a well-reviewed one that wasn't so expensive, but cooks evenly and rinses clean with little fuss. That makes cooking my eggs every morning feel a little bit more like a treat. We all have tasks we do over and over again. Now, no doubt some folks already splurge on the best of everything or already know what the best of everything is. But if you are the dutiful sort who listens to this kind of podcast, my guess is that you have a strong tendency to make do. That old garden hose is perfectly fine. You can use the free pen they gave you at the orthodontist. There is nothing wrong with making do. In many cases, it is a virtuous choice, easier on the earth. But if something needs to be a workhorse in your life, then consider that better tools can make tasks feel far more enjoyable. Cleaning becomes a more satisfying experience with good brushes and products that smell lovely. You might take more thorough notes and refer to them more frequently if you use a good pen and notebook. It is easier to cook if scrubbing the pan afterwards isn't a total pain. So take an audit of your day and of your week and see what tools you use frequently. For many people, that's a basic kitchen knife, a pan, maybe scissors, dish brushes, maybe something like a dog leash, lunchbox materials if you pack. Maybe it's something like a laptop for your side hustle or photo editing software. Maybe it's a spatula, washcloths, towels, or maybe it's your washing machine and dryer. I know those get a hefty workout in my house. If you've got a dog who sheds a lot and you feel like you spend your life vacuuming, you want a vacuum that sucks everything up and is a joy to hold. If something subpar is a common cause of annoyance and you are thinking of replacing it, read reviews from other users so you can find what really works. I've had quite good luck with products recommended by Wirecutter, so that is one place to check out. There are discussion threads on Reddit on just about anything. But in any case, things we use repeatedly need to be up to the job. The world is a big place. People are creative. So often, there are better products. As one example, when I sing with my choir, I use a black choir folder that has an extra cord on the bottom, so it stays open at the exact right angle. That is a major improvement over me having to hold the folder open at the exact right angle. And given that I spend hours each week holding that folder open at choir practice, that is actually a big deal. Better tools make tasks more enjoyable. And the more time spent enjoying things rather than resenting them, the better off we'll all be. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.